Sparta is a city in Laconia on the Peloponnese in Greece. The Peloponnese is the peninsula region in southern Greece separated from the central part of the country. Sparta was unique in ancient Greece for its social system and constitution, completely focused on military training and excellence. Sparta reached the height of its power in 404 BC after its victory against Athens in the Second Peloponnesian War. When it was in its prime, Sparta had no city walls. The men became the walls of Sparta. Hoplites were citizen soldiers of ancient Greek city-states, and none were more feared than the professional and well-trained Spartan hoplites. The only people who could have a gravestone were women who died in childbirth and warriors who died in battle. Both were considered lives given for the state. In Greek mythology, Helen of Troy, also known as Helen of Sparta, was said to have been the most beautiful woman in the world, who was married to a Spartan king, but eloped with the prince of Troy, resulting in the famous Trojan War, where the Achaeans, or Greeks, set out to reclaim her and bring her back to Sparta. Helen was believed to have been the daughter of Zeus, and why the Greeks called themselves Hellenes. The Achaeans were the descendants of Achaeus, grandson of Helen, the father of all Greeks. The ancient Greek poet Pindar wrote that the hair of the Achaeans was blonde. Bacchylides also wrote that the hair of the Spartans was blonde. Pyrrha, the mother of Helen, was said to have red, golden hair. The Spartans were also known as the Dorians and claimed descent from Hercules. According to Euripides, Hercules was yellow-haired. Contrary to popular belief, Spartans valued knowledge and education at least as much as the Athenians did. Although Athens has been praised as the inventor of democracy and philosophy, Sparta had its own democratic government, one in which women could own land and have their voices heard. Although Spartan women were not active in the military, they were educated and enjoyed unprecedented status and freedom compared to other women of ancient Greece. The Spartan hoplite followed a strict code of honor. No soldier was considered superior to another. Sparta placed the values of liberty, equality, and fraternity at the center of their ethical system and worshipped Athena as their patron goddess. Like the Spartans, the Romans identify the city's founders with Hercules. Minerva was the Etruscan or Roman counterpart to the Greek Athena. And while the Greeks and Romans were considered polytheistic civilizations, meaning they worshipped many gods, both of these ancient cultures also had mystery schools, which provided for an esoteric interpretation of polytheism, which when subjectively studied, looks a lot more like monotheism than someone uninitiated would expect. Sacrifices or offerings formed the chief part of the worship of the ancients. Human sacrifices are very frequently mentioned. In fact, the mythology of Greece is full of instances of human sacrifices being offered and that this was pleasing to the gods. Human sacrifices remained customary throughout the historical periods of ancient Greece and down to the time of the Roman emperors. The custom of sacrificing human life to the gods arose undoubtedly from the belief, which under different forms has manifested itself at all times and in all nations, that the nobler the sacrifice and the dearer to the possessor, the more pleasing it would be to the gods. Hence, the frequent instances in Grecian stories of persons sacrificing their own children, something that's even present in the Bible. While civilizations come and go, there are certain practices which seem to remain, sometimes out in the open, and at other times carried out in secret, often by a religious elite, who some have claimed continue rituals involving human sacrifice until this day. The Vatican is the smallest sovereign state in the world. It is governed by the Bishop of Rome, now called the Pope, and with over 1.2 billion followers around the globe, the Catholic Church represents the second most populous religion in the world, after Islam. In 325, Emperor Constantine called the Council of Nicaea in an attempt to unify Christianity. Constantine envisioned Christianity as a religion that could unite the Roman Empire, which at the time was beginning to fragment and divide. While this may have seemed to be a positive development for the Christian Church, the results were anything but positive. Just as Constantine refused to fully embrace the Christian faith, but continued many of his pagan beliefs and practices, so the Christian Church that Constantine promoted was a mixture of true Christianity and Roman paganism, which in many cases continued covertly, in secret, rituals which not only involved sacrifice, but pedophilia and sex orgies, practices which were carried out overtly in ancient Greece and Rome. I'm Robert Sepper. As always, I thank you for the support and for sharing. I will see you next time.